This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Proposed resolution calls for compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Congressional Representative Len Woolsey has recently introduced House Resolution 373, which calls on the president to engage in more active nonproliferation strategies. The draft resolution asks the president to implement and observe all Nonproliferation Treaty, NPT, commitments and revise national policy accordingly. The NPT is an international treaty that took effect and was ratified by the United States in 1970. It is an international agreement ratified by 188 nuclear and non-nuclear states to eliminate and refrain from the development of nuclear weapons. The draft resolution asserts that the only effective way to stop the spread of weapons of mass destruction is through complete elimination of those weapons and international security treaties. The resolution states, quote, non-proliferation strategies emphasizing reciprocity and cooperation that are consistent with international law have been used successfully for the last 50 years, while counter-proliferation strategies based primarily on the unilateral use of force outside the framework of international organizations and agreements are likely to lead to the disintegration of existing arms control and non-proliferation mechanisms and a renewed, more complex arms race, end quote. The president's current defense strategy, as stated in the 2002 Nuclear Posture Review, projects an indefinite retention of a nuclear stockpile. It envisions a responsive stockpile capable of addressing the diverse and changing security needs which could arise in the future. The defense strategy of the United States also includes a policy of preventive self-defense and reserves the right to respond with nuclear weapons. The draft resolution criticizes the defense policies and programs of the United States as encouraging rather than discouraging the spread of nuclear weapons. The draft resolution states, quote, United States' reliance on nuclear weapons encourages other countries to acquire them, ultimately increasing the likelihood that a nuclear weapon will be used against the United States, end quote. The draft resolution asks the president to work towards the complete elimination of nuclear weapons, both nationally and internationally, by terminating all efforts to enhance the capabilities of the United States nuclear arsenal, reducing the operational status of nuclear weapons, reaffirming the moratorium on nuclear testing, and revising national policies in compliance with international treaties, such as the NPT. Among other foreign policy changes, the draft resolution asks that the president declare that the United States will not use nuclear weapons first and terminate the United States policy of preventive warfare. The Woolsey resolution has been assigned to committees and has not yet come up for a vote. However, activists believe that it comes at a very important time. In the last few weeks, a number of reports have been released about the development of new nuclear weapons and the consolidation of the nuclear weapons complex. Joni Ahrens, executive director of Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, said, quote, these reports have presented new ideas about the nuclear weapons complex, thus opening the door for a much-needed national debate. Whether a smaller but more efficient nuclear weapons complex is the correct path for the nation remains an important question, especially in the light of the international commitments the United States made under the NPT and other international agreements, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at nuclearactive.org.